Yeshaya Perik Mem Gimel Pasuk Helu Ilan Ishmas Avi Mori Pesach Zaveh Ben Avraham Nata. Speaking of Vehu Rachum, I believe that this next pasuk appears at least in part in the Vehu Rachum as we say it on Monday and Thursday. Al Tira Ki Itcha Ani, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yaakov and Yisrael. Do not fear, do not be afraid, because I am with you. That right there is a tremendous statement of commitment. Mizrach Avi Zarecha, from the east, I am going to bring your descendants home. The Golos Babel that takes us off to the north and the east towards Babylon, we are eventually going to be brought back. Umimarov Akabtseka, and from the west, I will gather you. So we're going to be gathered from all the ends of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us back from the east, from the west. Vav Omar Latzafon Teini, I will say to the north, give forth, give me my people back. So all the way up in Siberia and Eastern Europe, all the way to the east and the west, the Sephardim, those of us in America. And finally, Ulasemon Al Tichlo'i, and to the south. Do not hold back my children from coming back. Havi'i Vanai Merachok, bring back my children from far away. Uvenosai Mikzei Ha'aretz, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. So no matter the Golos and the length of the Golos, 2,000 plus years and counting, still today, Hashem swears, I am going to bring them all back, and we are all going to be returned. Think about all the Jewish communities in Eretz Yisrael today. We are coming to see some of this come to pass. And we should not take for granted the kind of miraculous nature of what's happened during our own time. So everybody is going to be brought back. My sons, my daughters. Rav Hirsch says, my daughters points to the all-important part played by the Jewish woman in accomplishing the noble task of Klal Yisrael. The future of the Jewish people rests on the shoulders of the Jewish women. Of course, because the Jewish children follow the religion of the mother. They are Jewish if their mothers are Jewish. And so the ultimate end to our exile, he says, will be the fruit of the selfless labor of our Jewish woman. Ein hadoros nigolem ela b'schar noshem tzidkanios sheyesh bador, says the Yalkut Shimoni. So just a tremendous vision of how there is a future for us at so many times when we think there isn't. Zayin kol ha nikra b'shemi v'lichvo di b'rasiv. All are called in my name. All those who call themselves Jewish and who are called by the name Yehudi, which has almost Yud Kei Vav Kei in it. V'lichvo di b'rasiv. And I created them for my own glory. Yitzartiv af asi siv. I formed and I made them. Again, Berea and Yitzira, both of them being used as a lashon for those of us who were created from nothing, for those of us who come from the stock that eventually brought us to this point, pre-existing. We're all part of the great legacy of the Jewish people and will be brought together. Pasaches, Hotzi am iver ve'einayim yesh. To take out a blind people who have eyes. So they have eyes, but they're blind. And unfortunately, so many of us remain blind. So many of the Jewish people are lost to the faith. The blindness, despite our eyesight, we just don't see it. Maybe because we can't see it with the gullus going on for so long. The Chershem ve'oznayim lomo, deaf ones who have ears, whether it's spiritual deafness or deafness to the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we're being called. This description of the Jewish people, Rav Hirsch says, is to explain to the world why it took so long for Israel to reach the pinnacle of moral heights. It wasn't so easy. Tes kol hagoyim nikmetzu yachdav. If all of the nations would assemble together, now here's the Din Torah. V'yeyosfu le'umim. All the nationalities congregating, being gathered together. An asifa, if we would call it such. Mi vahem yagidzos. Who among them could predict such things? And the last time we said such a lashon, we were talking about false Nevi'im. But now the other nations, who of them could see this happening? The Jews being such a downtrodden and scattered people over all of the nations of the world for so long. They can't see the redemption coming for us. Many of us, the blind and the deaf, don't see redemption coming for us. Mi vohem yagid zos, v'rishonos yashmiyunu. Who would tell us of things that would already come? Gitnu edehem biyitztaku. Let them bring their witnesses forth, their proof, and be justified and be found right. Yishmu uviyomru emes. Or let them hear and say, emes, it's true. So nobody can predict the future. We're God's witnesses. We are testimony to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But let the other nations come forward and claim that their prophets can see the future. Let them say that their Avodah Zarah are really God. They better bring proof, because the problem is the proof is really non-existent. Yod Atem Eidainu Um Hashem. You are my witnesses, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Christians have said that we are the witness people. And they try to use psukim like this to say that we are witness people, that Yashka was right and that we were wrong all along. But that's really missing the point of the entire parak, which is the constancy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with us. To say that we are the witness people that we were wrong because God changed his mind, it doesn't even make logical sense. V'avdi asher bacharti, you are my servant who has chosen me, or whom I have chosen, I'm sorry, bacharti. Laman teidu v'sa'aminu li, so that you will understand and believe. You will know and believe in me. V'savinu ki ani Hashem, and you will perceive, you will finally understand, I'm sorry, ki ani hu, that I am he, I am him. Capital H him, and capital H he. Lefanei lo notzar el, before me no God was created. And nothing was created by any God. Yacharai lo yihyeh, and after me there will not be either. Sancheriv siege, before it happened, we already knew it was coming. Hashem said it through the Nevi'im. The absoluteness of your knowledge has firmly established your trust and belief in my guidance. Your experiences are the foundation of your emunah, says Rav Hirsch. Redemption from Egypt, revelation at Sinai, passage through the desert, relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have lived this way. We are testimony just by our own existence.